Hi, this is Block 602, and I'm at Holiday and Martin Luther King on my way to downtown Jefferson. I need some help from a supervisor, please.
Okay, 602, I hear some noise in the background. Is this a loud verbal situation? What's going on?
It is loud and verbal, but he's up against the plexiglass, and he's trying to put, like, something onto the bus, so he fell, and he's not understanding that he can't bring his stuff on because the wheels don't lock.
What is he trying to bring onto the bus? Said he fell?
Yeah, it kind of looks like a laundry basket thing from a hotel. And, yeah, he was trying to get it on, and he, like, fell backwards onto the floor, and he said he had a broken bone. The broken bone was previous to him getting on the bus.
Okay, so he's not. He said that he didn't break the bone when he fell on the bus, correct?
That's correct. He was complaining about it before he got onto the bus.
Okay, I copy. We've got a supervisor heading to you now. Go ahead and hang out there. If you request medical at any point, let me know. And the supervisor will address the item that he was trying to bring on board when they arrive. But yeah, let me know if they need medical. You don't see any visible injuries from his fall on the bus, do you?
No, not at all. It was a little bit more theatrical than anything.
Okay, I copy. And do you have a basic description of him?
He's a white male, and he's probably about 5'5". He's got a beard and a mustache. He's wearing a white long coat. He's got a hoodie on with a blue hood, brown pants, and I think it's kind of cream-colored shoes.
Blue hoodie, brown pants, and cream-colored shoes?
A cream-colored overcoat and brown shoes.
Got it. All right, I've got that description down. Again, supervisor's en route. If he needs medical at any point, let me know. Do you want me to stay on with you, or is he being aggressive towards you at all, or is he just kind of doing his own thing?
He is kind of aggressive, and he's going back to the customers now. But he was, like, hanging over the plexiglass and just kind of, like, he's trying to yell, but he's kind of got, he doesn't have a voice. But I don't know what he's going to do. He's pretty out there right now.
Okay. Do you see any weapons or anything?
I don't see any weapons, but he has, like, a large bag that he's getting into.
Okay, it sounds like our supervisor's on scene, so I'm going to let him take over from here. I am going to send you an ASTA number since he did fall on the bus, so I do want you to fill out a company report when you get back to the garage today, just documenting his fall and everything, and that your doors were open and your bus was stopped at the time. Just make sure that you put that in your report.
Okay, copy that. Thank you for your help.
Not a problem. Give me that ready for service when you're clear to roll.
Okay, will do. Thank you.
At 641.